You're tuned into Agriculture Today, and as we continue on now, we're going to introduce to you a crop insurance concept that has been tried in other parts of the nation in the last year or so, and it is now going to be available here in Kansas with the 2018 corn and soybean production years. It's called Margin Protection, and it'll be the topic of one of the breakout sessions at the Risk and Profit Conference that K-State Agricultural Economics will host in a couple of weeks from now. And the presenter will be our guest now, Monty Vandeveer. Monty is the Research and Extension Agricultural Economist for K-State, based in Southwest Kansas. Monty, you've been tracking the progress of this new risk management tool. It has been tried out on a pilot basis elsewhere, correct?
Yes, Margin Protection, it was just announced, was going to be a new product available in Kansas and many other states for the 2018 crop year. Now, it's operated as a very limited pilot status, though, in several other states for the last two crop years. So Kansas is going to get the coverage for corn and soybeans for 2018.
And the idea behind this, the concept of margin protection and the ingredients that go into it.
Well, margin in this case means the difference between your crop revenue, your price times your yield, minus your out-of-pocket operating costs. So it's revenue minus your operating costs is the margin. Now, we've had revenue insurance for a long time, and most people get that today. Mm-hmm. So that protects us against declining yields or declining prices or both. But margin protection adds the feature of protecting against rising input costs.
And that really is the new nugget that this is purported to cover, and that is the risk associated with those costs escalating on a producer.
Well, that's the intention, and that's the reason we're talking about it in late summer 2017, is the sign-up is in the end of September, but the idea is it protects against increasing input costs between now and planting time next spring.
And we will stress that sign-up period once again, for it's coming up sooner than producers might suspect. When we talk input costs, what costs are covered exactly under the umbrella of this coverage?
Well, it has a couple different categories of costs, you might say. First is a set of input costs that can rise between now and next spring. And those are things like urea fertilizer, that represents our nitrogen cost, diammonium phosphate, that's our phosphate fertilizer cost, protects against rising costs of diesel fuel. And it also includes protection for potash fertilizer for our potassium component. And it also has a feature that calculates interest costs. Mm-hmm. So all of those are included in our group of inputs that are protected.
There's an important point to this that you stress in your presentation, though, Monty, that these costs are determined on a county basis, that policy does not utilize one's own input information.
Right. It would be kind of difficult, to say the least, to have everyone turn in all right. their paperwork on their input costs. So what they do instead is they base it on what inputs would be required to produce a given county yield. And everything's going to be driven off the county yield. So what they do is they have some formulas that you plug in your expected county yield for the next year, and then your urea, potash, phosphate, fertilizer, all those numbers are determined by formulas. So that's how the input levels are set. It's all triggered off of county yields.
And seed, herbicides, machinery costs, they're also included there, correct?
Yeah, they're in another big lump of other costs, but those costs are not going to be measured. Again, I mean, you're not protected against those costs increasing between now and next spring. They're included in the cost calculation for the margin, but you're not protected against those costs rising.
The coverage features, we might speak to those, the options that producers can consider here as far as their guarantee. And there's something else in there called the protection factor. Explain all that, if you would.
Right. Because this is going to be based on county yields, it's going to use this protection factor, this feature that's also found in our other area-based crop insurance products. Our area revenue and area yield insurance plans have this protection factor where you can scale your coverage up or down by another 20%. The intention there is if you think your yield returns will differ significantly from the county, then you can scale it up or down in order to match. So that's the protection factor that is found in our other area-based products. I think the other really interesting thing about margin protection is you can pick some very small deductibles. You can get coverage up to 95% of your expected margin, which means it would take only a very small change in yield or price or your input costs in order to trigger payment.
And you can couple this with your more traditional coverage on revenue protection, for instance, or yield protection. All of this can be complementary of each other.
Right. In margin protection language, your regular revenue insurance or your regular yield insurance is called the base coverage. And you can get credit for part of that premium because there's going to be some overlap between margin protection and your base underlying policy. But that's really going to depend on your location, whether you're irrigated or dry land. And they've got a website where we can look those numbers up, try to get an estimate of what it might cost.
Well, Monty, you've gone to the trouble of putting together several examples that illustrate how this margin protection coverage might work in various locations around Kansas. You'll be passing that along directly in detail at the Risk and Profit Conference. Another encouragement there for producers to be there to take that presentation in person. But how you see margin protection stacking up compared to other coverage plans and risk management tools that the crop producer might employ? There are pros and there are cons, you say.
Well, the pros, I think, on the margin protection side is if you're interested in getting a very low deductible, then margin protection will let you really choose a high level of coverage. And because it has this premium credit, you can get a little bit of relief, you might say, from your overall insurance costs. So the payouts are going to be a lot more frequent. You also get this feature of protecting against the rising input costs. If you're afraid your fertilizer or diesel costs, for example, are going to go up between now and then.
But there are some things to consider as well, including the expense of this coverage.
Yeah, because the coverage level is so much higher and the payouts are more frequent, the premium is going to cost just that much more too. A couple other things that I think people would be thinking about here is, again, you have a program that's based on county yields. Mm-hmm. So to the extent that you think your yield experience might differ from the county, that's a little bit of slippage potentially in there. And it's also because the county yields aren't announced until some months later. You have to wait a couple more months maybe before you see any indemnity check come along.
So all of that considered, it is another tool in the risk management toolbox. And the closing date is the end of September, you say?
Right. The price discovery periods where the initial prices are set, that runs from middle of August to middle of September. And then producers will have a couple more weeks till the end of September to decide if they're going to get that coverage or not.
Once again, it's margin protection insurance coverage for crop production, and it's being expanded for 2018 cropping throughout most of Kansas. So producers, be aware of that. And Monty, lastly, you will be sharing all of this in much more detail at the Risk and Profit Conference at K-State coming up again in a couple of weeks, correct?
Right. We'll have a couple of breakout sessions. We'll do that two different times. So if people are interested, hopefully they can find a time. And also, we'll try to have a write-up put out there on Ag Manager website. And so if you can't make it to the conference or just want to read over it again, we'll have that information out there too.
Excellent. And incidentally, the Risk and Profit Conference is set for Thursday and Friday, August the 17th and 18th here on the K-State campus. AgManager.info has all of those particulars if you'd like to check into that. Monty, thanks for going over this. We'll see where it goes from here, this margin protection plan as an addition to the suite of crop insurance options for producers. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
He is Monty Vandeveer, agricultural economist, K-State Research and Extension. He works out of Southwest Kansas. You're tuned to Agriculture Today, and more is coming your way after this break over the K-State Radio Network.